how it's all started for me, well, for just my dramas in my life, I got sexually abused by my dad when I was 12 and until I was 15 and a half. I went to the police and we done interviews and whatever. And from that, for me to cope, I was naughty at school, took drugs, drinking, getting arrested from 12, smoking weed, 13 doing speed, 15 smoking Charlie spliffs outside a behaviour school, you know what I mean? Just being a horrible person, really. And obviously all of that stopped and I met my ex-boyfriend, just turned 16. And I never had sex with anybody. I was just getting raped by my stepdad. And this man just showed me a lot of attention, you know what I mean? And he wasn't like the only person that I actually wanted to sleep with. And then I got into domestic violence because all I knew was just being abused, innit, by people. And I took beatings off him every day. He would strangle me to the point where I've passed out 7 times a day. And I thought that was love. It wasn't love. And I split up with him and I didn't know what to do. I wasn't even allowed at the house or have any friends. And then all of a sudden I'm free. So that's overwhelming on its own, isn't it? I was in a relationship with him for 3 years, with all that madness. Still smoking weed, taking pills, speed, sniff, robbing people, all sorts of madness. All to make myself feel better, to forget what's going on in my life. Liam is the first person I told about my stepdad. And he would use it against me if I ever left him, and he'd tell my mum, and my mum don't know. She knows now, though. And I'm serving up, and then I'm feeling all powerful, if you know what I mean. Like, I'm somebody. I wasn't. I was just scum, mate, ruining other people's lives. And now look at me. I'm the same. Never said I'd been selling myself, and I have. Anyway, and then I met my baby's dad now, and I started selling Class A drugs, sitting around working girls, and then I started smoking crack, robbing old ladies, everything I've done, everything, all the bad thing. Disgusting, really. A lot of things happen when you're in addiction, you know what I mean? A lot of things. The things what's hurt me is hurting other people, because that ain't me, really. But the drugs make me like that. And had my son, and my son was born into addiction. He was born addicted to methadone, crack and heroin. He's in hospital for over 6-7 weeks, coming off of everything, and that's a long time, poor little thing. I went into a mum and baby placement with him, social services, and that was involved, obviously. I was in there for 3 months. I was just sticking to my script, and come out of there, and I had done home detox of methadone. 21 days later, I relapsed. I wasn't in NA. AA is for alcohol people, people with alcohol addiction, and you go through the 12-step program, and you get well, spiritually well, you know what I mean? You make amends, and you learn about yourself. Yeah, it's good. And NA is the same, but it's for Narcotics Anonymous, that's what it's called. It's for drugs. All sorts of drugs and alcohol. Yeah, I had to go. I went to rehab for 6 months. I was meant to be there for 3 months. This has been in the last 10 months. Yeah, just now, 10 months. I've done a lot of things of dealing with my issues, my past issues, and I brought a lot of stuff up. As I said before, I got sexually abused by my stepdad. And today's the day I find out if he gets charged for it. Sorry. I was doing so well. 9 months clean. I've never been that clean in all my life since I've been in 12. I've always smoked weed or done something in relapse, and then I tried killing myself about 4 days ago. People ain't got a clue sometimes. I didn't choose to be like this.